בדף סמך תס עמד א', במידל אוף די עמד, רבי אלעזר מהגרוניה, זוון בהימה ויואב ליה להריסה. רבי אלעזר בן הגרוניה פרצ'סט הבהימה, ניגייבה טו איס אורס, מפתם ליה, and the oris was mefatim the behemoth, that means mestamim, he wanted to fatten up the behemoth, will be oimit for, and they'll be oimit for bosa, right? V'yoiv le'reishe ba'agre. So this was a iske, that the oris was mefatim the behemoth, Machzis hefsit. V'yoyvle reishe ba'agre. And he gave him the head of the behemoth for the schar. V'yoyv palga ag rafche. And he got half of the revach of the pitum. So it was an iske. The oris was Stama Noris is, he grows the Tvue and he gets a percentage, the Machze or Shlish, in the Tvue. And in this Oris, he gave him another job. That, an investment in Iske Shibi Mafatim, the behemoth that he purchased. And he had half of the Revach from the Chelek HaMilve. And in for that what he was Tereyach, Bechelke Sharab Elozar, he gave him the Reish. That was the Maisa. Omrole Dvisu, so his wife told him, and the Sugya progresses, we have to understand clearly what her lumdus was, at Al Kaponim, she told them like this, the vial on this behemoth, half is a milveh, half is a pekotn, it's an iske, and you're getting, besides the rabochim, you're getting the roish, he's giving you the roish. In mishtatves bahadeh, what'll be if it won't be half milveh, you'll buy half of the behemoth, you'll be a shutef in half of the behemoth. Yoiv loch nami alise. So then he'll give you the alya also. That means you're going to get, besides the revochim, that means the half will be yours and half will be his, but he'll give you sai the roish and sai the alya. That's a good investment. You should buy half of the behemoth. He listens shama lekelishtai. Ozal Zovin Bade. So he went and then he purchased it. Polegle, no, so now they shoot for him. Now it's Ois Iske, now they shoot for him. That half belongs to the Yoris, half belongs to the Rabbi Lozo. So when they started dividing, so they divided everything. Polegle, Malise. So he gave him half a dalia, half a dalia. We should, so half is yours and half is mine. Omalei, so Rabbi Loza told him, to nifla gilareisha, now we can divide the head in half. You'll get half a head and I'll get half a head. Omalei, hashti kimikore namilei, shame shame. The wife told him that if he'll become a shutev, he's going to get the whole head and the whole dalia. And now that he became a shutev, he gets half an alya and half a head. So he's worse than before. Amalei hashti kimikore namilei. I'm getting more than I'm a shutev. I'm getting less than I'm a shutev. Amalei ate idne zuzi didi have. Before it was my behemoth. Was a palgimilvit. Ilai have a hivnaloch t Tvei pute merzike ribis. So that means I have to give you more, I have to give you the whole head. That means if you're going to split the head, see, that's palge rebach, and palge, so you can have, and I'm going to get half. So it comes at your teireach bechelik shali, and bechino. So it's merzike ribis. So memele, I had to give you more for your tirche. Hashte shutviyana. But now we're shutvin. So shutvin, there's not going to be sticky shail over here anymore. I didn't lend you anything. Half of the baby belongs to you. Half of the baby belongs to me. So we divide the baby. My ka'amri tarachne tvei putes. But what are you telling me? We're shutvin. Very good, but I'm doing the work. I'm being the fatum, the behemoth, my shutvim. Omri inshi, the velts of taberto, stam arise, lemore, are, kemishabed nafshe, lasuye, lerai. You have another job by me. You're my oris. The velt says that, an oris, does other services for the balakarke. He's meshubet to find, to be a riya for his behemoth. That lies, that all goes in the same path. That means you're noris, you get a percentage in the tvue. So this is part of the job of a noris. So memela, I don't owe you a penny. Now let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Zot Rashi. He gave him, he says, besides the roish, he gave him half of the revach. So his wife told him, in mishtatves pade, ilu nosata chatsia mois. If you would give him half of the money, for yiso shutef bebehime, or you noisin lo chafa alye kula lechelkech. I'll give you the whole alye. Pogi Lalya said. So that's what she told him. When it came Lamaisa, so Rabbi Lezer divided Alya. Shabu Lachlik Cholik Abeloza Salya, give him half an Alya. And then he said, we're going to divide the Rosh also. Omalei Arise Hashtag Mikor and Amiloi. Arshav Leititin HaRosh Kuloi. Kemoisha Nasata Berishon, you won't even give me the whole head. So he told him, no, there's a difference between before and now. Before, Zuzi did the avon. The whole behemoth was mine. V'chi kabilis aloch palge behefsid. And you were mekabel achayis anhef. Ave Zuzi milve gaboch. So it was a milve. That means that you borrowed, it's considered like you're a loiva anhef. If I won't give you more extra for the tirche, ishtake the katoches bepalge pikon, ishim palge milve. So it comes out, you're being tereach on my chelek because of the palge milve. But now that you were tereach, now that you are shutev to tochas tvei pute lahachnis olohitzi, beilu mozain. So Rashi says like this, if we'll be speaking about the food, im hutzrach lesubin naiseirim, konis laatzmam kederach shutev, that's zichar azoi, that the upkeep of this behemoth, since they're both shutev, both have to split the upkeep. The whole thing is that you did more tircha, the lahachnis or lahitzi, lasuyilei. So the belt says, an oris is meshubit to the balakarkim, lasuyilei raye mare lebehemais. That he should be roye lebehemais, shein itzoch liknis bishuk. That what you don't have to buy. Sheish olam leitroyach bishviloi. That means that is from the obligations mean, an oris cannot be psalzoi. I mean, he's an oris, and we have to understand he's giving him a percentage in the revochim. He made him a shtickle bailam on the tvuis al kaponim. So it seems little things that the Baal HaKarka needs that is understood that the Oris is obligated to do this. This is the Gemara. Now we'll see the bottom Teshuvah perhaps have a little bigger cloakite in the sugi. Now, there's a difference. This, the Maram says pshat, Taisvis. There is a difference between the Havamin and Taisvis and the Maskon and Taisvis. The Havamin and Taisvis, you have to say what the story was. The Havamin and Taisvis held that before his wife's Eitzah, there was an Iske on the behemoth, so that means half of the behemoth was Mekabel the Hefzid, that was a Milvah, and that he gets the Revochim, and the other half of the behemoth was a Pekodin, and that he was working to be Mefatim the behemoth, Yenim Tzchelik, and it shouldn't be a tircha bechinam, so it shouldn't be that he is teireach because of the chatzi milve. So he gave him the roish. Now he became a shutter. So Taisvis, the Havamina held that pshat is a shutter and a half, and on the other half is weiter an iske. That means they only, the accomplishment of the shutfis was that on one half of the behemoth the oris is a shutif, and the other half of the behemoth is weiter an iske. So it's an iske on half of the behemoth. So it's an iske on half of the behemoth. So on a quarter he's there's a milver, on the quarter there's a in the quarter, there's a pekod, and palge milva, palge and a quarter is a milva, and a quarter is a pekod. Fine. So, imishtatis bahada yoivloch nami alise. So she told them, if you'll be a shutif, you're gonna get the alya. Fraktoisvis tamer lomo hisvurakein. Why did she think by him becoming a shutif, he'll get more than before, he'll get the aliyah. Da ki mishtatev bahadei nami. Now that he is a shutev. Now that he is a shutev. V'yito kol ha'roish, and he'll get the whole roish. Now, he'll get the whole roish. Let's understand, why does he get the whole roish? Half of the roish he gets, because he's a shutev on him, so half the roish belongs to him. And the other half, which is Palge milve and palge pekod. So, lechayre, he should get the other half, because since he's tereyach and the chelek pekod, he gives him the roish of that quarter. He gives him the roish of that quarter. So, just like when the whole thing was an iske, the whole thing was an iske, so half was a milve, half was a pekod. So he gave him the roish. He gave him the whole roish. He gave him the roish because of the palge pekod. It shouldn't be tereyach. Shouldn't be tereyach. And the palge pekod. So he gave him the whole roish. So now he only has The palge pekodin is a quarter, so he's giving him the whole half of the, he's giving him the half of the roish because of the tirche. That means the ASIC became dwindled. The ASIC is now only in the half of the Beime. He's giving him the whole Reish of the half. He's giving the Reish of his Chelek. Maybe it works in the Pal Gemilve. Let's say the Pal Gemilve, he also gets half of the Reish. And now Al Tzapal Kepagonim, he's giving him the other half of the Reish. About Kaponim, what the Chalukah was, when it was, the whole thing was an ASIC, so they gave him, he gave him a whole Reish, that's Keneged the whole Beim, so now we'll give him whatever he did, the whole ASIC is in the half of Beim, we'll give him, so he'll take half of the Reish out his, and what the ASIC is, he'll take the other half. Tame Lama is fully came that she's gonna get more. Doki Mishtata Badainami Vitokolorish. Arei Huki Batrila. The Mitrila show you Toireya Bachola Bahima Shal Rabilaza. Hoya Noitel Horoish. He got the Roish of the Bahima. It's a Palge Milv and a Palge Pekov. He got the whole Roish. Va'achshav she Toireich L'Rabilaza Rak Pachatzi Bahima. It's a quarter his and a quarter Rabbalazah's, Yitol Chatzi Yerosh, Mechelik Rabbalazah. So, it's mamish, the ASIC is, whatever he got, mitzad the Iske before, he's getting now. Now the Iske is in half of Bahamas, he'll get the half of the Rosh. Before the Iske wasn't the whole Bahamas, he got the whole Rosh. But what was her Havamine, that by him becoming a Shutif, he'll get more from Rabbalazah? That's the kash. Voi, my koma hashte shutvianon, aloi gam ato, now heise chelke shirabalosa palgemilt. Now Taisvis is asking a very pertinent kashe, and that is the lumdus of the Gemara. Now let us just understand the Gemara. When they were shutvim, Rabbalaza asked the Shai, when they were shutvim, Rabbalaza didn't give him anything. Rabbalaza didn't give him anything. And he said, why didn't you give me anything? I'm tereich in your help. So he said, no, an oris, that's the obligations of an oris. So fine, no, I don't owe you anything. So, Kan Shaila Ben, before he became a shutter, before he became a shutter, so l'chayru, we also have the same thing. So then he gave him a rosh. He gave him the rosh. So that's obligations of an oris. So what happened? What was nishtane? I mean, if an oris is meshubit to take care of the bailum's behemah, he was an oris before and he's an oris now. So what was nishtane? So l'chayre, the whole shini was, that's true, that's the oris's obligations. But the minute there's a halva, we can't be soymach on the omri inchi, that's the oris's obligation. It looks like ribbis, it's Mexican ribbis. I mean, you borrow, the people will not look at it that the reason you are doing this tikh is out oris. People will miyachis the tirche, because it's the milva, there's a milva over here. So there'll be miyaches the tirche to the milva, not out the oris. That's the most says, merzik ribbis. It looks like ribbis. People will not say that's the reason. There'll be miyaches the tirche for free is because of the halva. So if like Taisis, so Taisis understood in the kasha, that there still is a milva over here. There's a milva on a quarter of the Beime, and then there's a pekodin on the quarter of the Beime. So, and there's a problem of tircha. So he mentions oris, fictitious. What is saying oris? There's still a milva over here, so you have to, they still have a mepsik ribbis. Va'oid maikom ahashti shutvianom, va'loi gam ato, here we see clear in Taisvis, that's how Taisvis understood the Gemara. Even after the Shutvis, Hoise chelke shrabalosa palge milva. There still was a palge milva. There's a quarter that was a milva. There's a quarter that was a pekoden. So it's still mezik ribis. So you can't say svara somri inchi that the oris is meshubet to the balakalke. Fine. This is Taisvis Kash. V'yesh loima. So Taisvis in the Teretz is Machadish, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is, when he became a Shutif, there was no Asik whatsoever. When he became a Shutif, so half belongs to the Oris, half belongs to Abelos, and there was no Iske whatsoever. So Mamela, there's no Merzik Ribis over here. V'yeshloima, v'chnishtatev imoy, hoyotereach, b'chetzoy shal Abelos of Bechina. That means that half of the Behema belongs to the Oris. No, so that's his Behema. Half of the Behema belongs to Abelosa. There's no Iske. And he was Tereach Bechinam. That means he was Metapul on the whole Behema, and he wasn't getting paid anything for that. He wasn't getting paid anything. And we see Lefayemis, Abelosa didn't pay him a penny. Now, the deal of the Gemara now is not a deal of ribis. There's no ribis. There's no halvor. There's no nothing. The deal of the Gemara now is, but it's gezel. I mean, listen, we're shutfim. We learned yesterday at Taisvis. If two people are shutfim in a behemoth, so I'm sad shutfis. The tiche has to be equal. One works one day, one works the other. Yeah. That's the previous Taisvis we learned yesterday. That means when two people are shooting a behemoth and there's tiche that's involved in the pitum of the behemoth, so you work equally. One works one day, one works the other day. Here, Rabbi Lazar didn't do a thing. He wasn't based mandish the whole day. And the others was the one that was tereich. So, and Rabbi Lazar didn't pay him a penny. He didn't pay him a penny. So the deal over here is, so it's canceled. What kind of mice is this? That you shoot from a behemoth and he does the whole tircher. So, and the gezel, the kishayla, look at it. And the gezel, the kishayla, so Rabbi Lazar said that there's no gezel. That's, you're an oris. And that is from the obligations of an oris. Omri inshi, stamarisa, lamori arika, mishabit nafshila sulaya. That's what an oris does. So that means you're doing this not outshutif, outshutif. Would be my baming and Gansi, you'd also have to do this. If it's ribis, it's mafsiki ribis. We can't go with the letter of the law. It's mafsiki ribis, I have to pay you. But the minute it's not mafsiki ribis, then we go with the letter of the law. That's what you're working on my baby. Well, that lies in the contract of an oris. An oris, a chelik of the job of an oris is that the behemoth of the Bailam, he's married the behemoth of the Bailam. Fine. That's what the Gemara is speaking about. But we have here a big problem. Good, that's the story. So a Gemara we understand beautifully. That's what Rabbi Loza answered him. We shoot him. There's no Berzik Ribis. So als Gezel, I don't owe you anything. But now we have to understand the Bina Yisera of his wife. His wife held that since the shoot him, he gets a Roish, and the Alya. Now, where did her logic come? What was Nishadish? What did she think that since the Shutum he's gonna get side the Roish and side the Alya? What was her logic? That's the problem. V'yeshloima, d'chenishtatev imoy hoyotereach bechetshei shorabolozo b'chino. He is working bechetzi shabalosa bechina. Bal kain omra yoim loch nami alisa. He'll give you the alye achrei she'enei lekeach mechelkoi shumscha. Since you're not taking anything, so memele, he has to give you the alye. Now, we have to understand this taisus. This is a difficult taisus. That means that what did she held, she, the lomdus of an oris that she didn't know, the omri in she, that she didn't know. So she came with an understanding that you're taking care of the bain. So just like before when there was an iske, you got the whole head for taking care of his chaylik. Now you can get the head plus the aliyah. You can get the head plus the aliyah. Or for the better, the half a head and the half an aliyah, you're going to get the half of your salchut. We can get the other half and the other half of the aliyah also skips. So Rashi says, "Achei she'enoch lekeach mechelkoi shumscha." Since you're not getting anything, mechelkoi, so he has to give you from the alye. So Taisus was very difficult. Why isn't he getting scha? She was under the pressure. He's going to get the head. He's going to get the whole head. No, the head is scha. So what? Since you're not getting any scha mechelkoi. So Mel, he has to give you from Dalia. I mean, he's getting schar. He's paying. She was under the pressure. She's gonna get the head. So he's getting schar. That's the difficulty in Taisus. The Yelis HaShachar says a Teretz, and I would like to perhaps be mamtik the Teretz. What Taisus means. We once mentioned a Mirdike Ramba. When we started learning the Sugya of Iske, we have here in the Sugya that the Iske is a palge milve, palge pekotin. He's working for free, and that's why you have to pay him. But from the whole Sugya, we see it's a ribis terabona. It's not a ribis terais. It's kan shayel aben. Why isn't it a ribis terais? I mean, it's a palge milve, palge pekotin. I'm working on his chelik. I'm working for free. So I'm working why? Because of the milve. So I'm a mele, so it should be a ribis terais. So why is it only a ribis terabon? So we mentioned a mirdik esfore from the Ramban. The Ramban says that this is, the Rashi Nachman also says this esfore. An iske is not a true palge milve. Why? Because Pshat is like this. Let's talk about a behime. He gives him a behime. Half of it, you're achroi. Half of it, you're not achroi. Fine. So the half is achroi, is a palge milve. Now, a true milve means milve like tzodi. If you lend me, the issa ribis is by milve, which means you lent me $100. With these $100, I can do whatever I want. And now you're demanding, I lent you $100. I want in return payment. That is ribis derais. When a person makes an iske, half is you're responsible for it. Can I do whatever I want with this half? No, chas v'shalom. You have to be megadol the payment, megadol the payment. So he's not giving him the half that he's responsible for. It's not, he's giving it to him, and it's a milva leitzonit, no? It's mine. That half is also mine. But I want you to be mekabel achrayis on this chaylet. So it's as abchine mas neshay mesoch aliyus kishoyel. That means it's not pshat, half is your money, I lent it to you. He didn't lend it to him. He has no right to do whatever he wants with the iske. If he gives him an iske of money, he has to invest the money. It's not pshat, I'm giving you 200,000, 100,000 is yours, do whatever you want. No, no, no. I'm giving you 200,000, you should invest these 200,000, and you're responsible for the 100,000, but I'm telling you what to do. So if I'm telling you what to do with the 100,000, you mekabel achayis, so that means it never became your money. It's still my money. And you should be mekabel achayis. So that is why the oimik advarim is that it's not a true milvah. And that's why it's only a ribis derabon. So Memele now will understand Taisvis. So she understood. By an iske, you know why a head is sufficient? Because the revach and the chatzi milveh is also from him. It's not her husband's, not half of the baim is her husband's, and the revach automatically becomes his. The revach belongs to her husband. It's because this half of the baim also belongs to the nice. And he says, you'll get the revachim. But be'etzim, the whole behemoth belongs to the nice. So there she understood that he's getting a revach from half of the nice's behemoth. He's working on the other half. For that, he's giving him a head. But if it'll be a shutif on one half of the behemoth, she's not getting any revachim from that half, from the nice'n. Then the nice'n has to give him a roish and a aliyah. That is pshat and taisvis teretz. That was al kaponim her lumbis. Understanding the Ramban and understanding the Ramban that be'etzim, according to the Ramban, the revochim he gets on his half is not, it belongs to him automatically because it's pal gemilve, it's a revach for my chaylik. It's his chaylik. So memele, so that, so now it's very beduik the lashon of taisvis. Yeshleim duch nishtatev imoy. Hayetereich bechetsho yishol Rabbi Leza bechino. That means valkein omer yovelach nami alisa. That means you're not giving me a revach for my half. The revach I got for my half is because it's mine. I'm a shooter. That means the chelek hamilv is also chelkoi. So if I get from the chelek hamilv, so then you're getting a revach and you're also getting a reishegla. But over here, you're only getting a reishegla. So she held it. No, he has to give you more. She has to give you a chatzialya. That was her svar. And Rabbi Loza told them that the minute it's ois milve, so then we have a different shulchan aruch. There's no chash of merzik eribis, and then we have a omri inchi stam arise lemori arem kamishabed nafshe lasi leirai. Zok the gemara vayta. Tana rabon. Hashom behema lechaveiroi. Admosai chayev letapubo. That means like this. They didn't speak out anything. Reuven comes over to Shimon. Listen, I'm hiring you. You should be mafatim, megadol, my behemet. And afterwards we'll divide. Machzeschah, machzehefset. Admosai chayim letapubo. How long does the mekabel have to work with it? That means he works with it 6 months. After 6 months, his rich uncle dies. He's out of business already. He comes to Yen, finished. Let's divide now. So what is the din? So Hashem behim lechavei admosai chayim letapubo. Sumches oimer ba'asoynaish shmoina osa chaydush. If he gave him an osan to be megadol, a young osan, you have to be metapul 18 months. Begoydreis chav dalet chaydush. If he gave him tzoyn to be metapul, they should be megadol then. Chav dalet chaydush. After the chav dalet chaydush, yudches chaydush, now we make a shum, how much were they worth? Bishas, I gave it to you. How much are they worth now? After 24 months, after 18 months, we'll divide the revachim. But you have to, this is an understanding that you have to work on them for the allotted amount of time, which that is the normal minute. Vimbo lach like besoich zmanoi. If in the middle of this man, again, his rich uncle died, he wants to, let's divide now. So the chaveir is makiv. I'm sorry. That is the mutual understanding. The chalukah, what we agreed upon, is after this amount of time. Now, Dachsach Meir, even though Apoyel Yochel Achzer Bachatzi Ayoyim, I think the Gemara means, but the agreement that we made, you cannot, we said, well, we agreed that we can divide. I worked 6 months, let's divide the Rebbe. No, no, no. The agreement was, if you do this for 18 months, that was the agreement. But the agreement was only based upon these conditions. If you will be metapol, the normal amount of time that a mekabel is metapol. Now we'll have a few words which are clear. So the Gemara says, Avol Maikoma. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi is a little different Gilsa, and let us see Rashi. The guidrais by medake loshin gidrais say bimbo mekabel lachlik say chazmana say in this allotted time he wants to make a chalukim chaveri balabei mamakevolo avreini daime tipula shoshana rishoina le tipula shoshana shni shetzricha bishniya le mezainais Merubim Yaisa Minarishain. So Memele, so Pshat is this agreement that we agreed that we divide the Revochim, that's Tafke if you'll be metapol to him at 24 months. Which means the second year is much more difficult than the first year. If you do this, you'll get half of the Revochim. If you're gonna stop in the middle, so if I care, if you only did 1 year, so it wasn't too hard, there wasn't too much mezainis. Now you want to be mekabel de rebochem? You can't be mekabel de rebochem. Abel de loshne shver, my avol de koma. What's but? Koske, dahainu time at the makibol. Not but. This is the reason. I can say I won't give you chatzi rebach unless I won't give you chatzi revach unless you will. I will not give you chatzi revach unless you continue the tipul for 24 months, because the agreement was based that the second year is much more expensive than the first year. Now, daita doches. So what's the avol? But that's the reason. So that's Rashi's gears. My avol the koma, but. Koske, behind the time of the Makibola. So the Gemara says, you're right, the word Avol is a Christ. Elo, you have to be Geiris, not Avol. Lefi, Sheine Doime Tipule Shoshana, Zula Tipule Shoshana Acheres. That's why it can't be Choyza, because the Tipul of the second year, is a much more expensive tipul. In Adaita Dahoche, he agreed to be Mechalik V'Revoche. Elo, Zot Rashi, Ochi Koma, Lefi Shein Edoim, V'Kiven, Zachach, Minig HaMekablem, and that's the Minig HaMekablem that they divide the Revochem after 24 months. It's Chavei Remakevol, so you can't demand a division after 12 months. Fine. So the reason, so how did Rashi learn Shad? Rashi learned, we're speaking about the Mekabel wants to be Chayzer. And we say the Mekabel cannot be Chayzer. Why can the Mekabel not be Chayzer? Because the agreement of giving half of the Rebochim was based upon the assumption that he's going to be mit. Apple with it 24 months. And the second year is more expensive than the first year. Vani shamati ipcha. Now Rashi says, I heard a different pshat in this Gemara. Not that the mekabel wants to be chayzer. In bo bala behema lach like besoichs mamay, the bal behema wants to be chaylik after, let's say after the first year. Ha mekabel ma'akev olof, so mekabel says, no, we're gonna wait after the second year. Lefish eni doime tipulo shelzula tipulo shelzula, that means the shetipul shonari shoyne koshum ishosni, punfakam. The tipul of the first year is a very difficult tipul. Bibnei shidako, tipul amahuber, lachnis loitzi. It's a very young animal, and some emele, there's much more tipul demanded from the mekabel. Havo tipul ashniya, kal. It's the second year, it's already, it's much easier. Ushvach emahuber, and the shvach of the second year, since the baim is bigger, the shvach is much more. Some emele, so Rashi, so, Rabbeisov Shal Rashi said a different pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa means that the Noisen can't be Chayza after the first year, because the Noisen, because the Mekabel can kind of listen. There was agreement with dividing the Revochim after 2 years. After the second year, there's much more Revochim. The second year already is much easier for me. That was my agreement. 2 years, one hard year, that is, no, we'll divide the Revochim. You want to divide, after I did all the hard work and there's a little river, now we'll divide the Revochim, then you'll take everything for yourself? No, Rishim, isn't it? The Koshali, Sarashi says, I don't think this is Shad the Gemara, iti puro shal shniya kala mishala shayne, my loshin chayim letapo bo diktoni reishin, mash medal koche chayim letapo bo Kol Azman Azeh. That means from the Reish of the Baraisa, it seems that we are being Mechayim, the Mekabel, to work the second year. Not the Noisen to leave it the second year. Tano Rabona Shom Beim Lechaber Admosei Chayim Letapu Bo. So we're speaking about the, so Akoch Pshad is not the way that the Noisen wants to be Chayzer. It means the Mekabel wants to be Chayzer, and we don't let it be Chayzer. Fine. That's one din. Now another din. Tanya idach hashom behema lechaveiroi admosai chayev letapel bevlodis. Now here we'll see amir de kechidush. That means there was shom behema, and the shom behema was, we can divide on the shebach of the behema. The behema is going to have vlodis, we're going to divide the vlodis. That means he gave him a behema. In the iske is they can divide the shvach of the aim, and they can divide the vlodis. Fine. Now, all of a sudden, Mazel Tov, the behemah had 4 babies. Fine. Guten Tov. No, 4 babies. So the makabel goes now. So right after the babies are born, he goes to the nisen. Here's 2 babies. That's the understanding. Divide the bloodless, right? I took my 2 bloodless. Here's your 2 bloodless. I got them done. So come to nice. Give me 2 bloodless. What am I going to do with 2 bloodless? I don't know what to do with them. You can give me now 2 bloodless. I mean, I don't know how to remember topple with them. So my male, these 2 bloodless are going to die. Shane Asik is thus. When I gave you the iske, there was a mutual understanding that you'll be megadol the bloodless, also a certain amount as man. That's, you're going to give me bloodless, that means you give me bloodless I can take care of. But Kolzman, they need a special tipple of a mumche, I can't take these bloodless. So there is an understanding that the mekabel has to be metabel with the bloodless for free. That means it's his chayla. There's no iske anymore in the bloodless. Name could be there's an iske. But in the bloodless, there's no iske. There's taka, 2 are mine and 2 are yours. But you can only give me the bloodless, my chelik, after there was a minimum tipple with them that I can take care of them. But you dumped them on my doorstep now, I didn't get anything. So this is the second beraisa. Tanya idach. Hashom behim lechaveri. Admosai chayim letapel bevlodis. Is mechuyim letapel bevlodis. Bedake lamedyoim. Begase nunyoim. Abyeisha ima bedake gimul chadosh. Mi Shmibnei shetipulo merube. A month is not sufficient. You have to make up for 3 months. My tipula merube, mibnei sheshinela dakei, so our teeth are very small. And the mele, so you need a mumche to be able to take care of them. Patirash. Admosai chayim letapu bevlodis, sheaf hein nechlokin lemachze. The vlodis are nechlok lemachze, shein schal. This is the schal, the revach, that is being divided between the mekabel and the nois. The mekabel bo loimel. The mekabel is coming to say now, chaloi kaisim miyat. Let's divide now the vlodish lo esik bechelik shalom. I don't want to be esik in your chelik. She'eni neitel boiklum. That means I'm going to work for your vlodish. That he can't say that. The doctor shloishim bebegasa chamishim. Keder shapod lo hakosa betipul abcher shechayv yisrael atapu boibet. Before gives it to the coin, the dark is loishin, the gas of chemishin, bach kach nois to the coin, the elf labor prayers the clay. And Rabbi Yossi said, she nea dakais, or tzricho lehima, ula oda marogu boch, the Rabbi Yossi dake, 2-3 months, you need a mumche that can be metapo with her. So for these 3 months, he has to be metabol with the blood for free, and this is a mutual understanding of a metabol. This is part of the iskibul, the dvaida rebochim, and dvaida rebochim by the blood this means, I'll give you blood this that you are capable of taking care of, but till this crucial period passes by, the first 3 months, I have to take care of them. I don't get paid for them. This is the understanding of an iske. Mikan ve'elech, now what's after 3 months? Now the vlodis are, now the mikan ve'elech. So if he didn't return them, they're still by him. Now he was working, the Mekabel was taking care of these bloodies. That's we have 4 bloodies. 2 are his, 2 are the Nason's. For 3 months he was taking care of them. He has to take care of them for 3. And fine. Now he's still taking care of them. 7 months passed by. He took care of them. He never returned them. So now the din is, mikan ve'elach, after the 3 months, and he's still taking care of them, so I say the mutual understanding is, neitel machtze shaloi, 2 of the vlodis are his, v'chatzi machtzo v'shal chaveiroi, and the 2 vlodis that belong to the noisen, so that becomes an iske, automatically. That means if nothing was said, and if the vlodis remained by him, so the first 3 months he has to take care of them for free, to make them the roi to return, and if he doesn't return them after the 3 months, there's a mutual understanding that in your vlodis, and I'm taking care of them, so be chatzi milve and chatzi pekot. Zut Rashi. Mikan ve'elach. Yitel ha-mekabel machtze sholem bishvil chelkoi. So now Rashi says like this. He takes a machtze sholem bishvil chelkoi shrei chetzi sholayim. Good. Where 4 blood is born, 2 belong to him. That's his. Now, if we would stop here, it wouldn't be too bad. That means, so the Gemara is just saying that this is the mutual understanding of a Kabbalah's Iske, if he continues to hold the Vladis, so the Vladis also become Iskedik, so Mamela, and the Vladis will be Machzeh Schar and Machzeh Hefs. But there's a tremendous problem. Shokol Machzeh Shaloi V'chatzi Machzeh B'shel Chaveiro. Now here, the Gemara does not say if he's going to pay him something, for the Gemara just takes half of Machzeh Shaloi Terebochen from his lot. Machzeh Shel Chatzi Machzeh Shel Chaveiro takes. That's that. He takes Machs and he takes Machs. No, he's working for him. He's working now on the Vlodis, and the Moret doesn't mention one word, but now this person is, he's working. Bechinam. So, why isn't he getting paid now? Now, after 3 months, a new Iske starts. We say it's an understood Iske, but why doesn't he pay him for something? He have to, like this, it's ribbis. Why doesn't he have to pay it? Zatrashi uschar omol umozain leke. He doesn't have to pay him anything. Schar omol umozain leke. Va'afal gav dechatzi achayish shal machzis chaveire om. Zatrashi says, why doesn't he have to pay him anything? It's a machzim milve. And he's this omel and this mozain and garnish, he doesn't have to pay. So Rashi says, "Kiven the boy lemitrach bo mishumachze shaloi shukerin gomel." Since he has to go and be toireach, mishumachze shaloi shuhu keren gomel ve'enei milde. That means there's 4 vlodeis around now. 2 are his. The other 2 is machze milve and machze pikot. So Rashi says, but on his 2, he has to be tereach. Given the boy lemitrach bo mishum machze shaloi, shehu keren gomo. This is his. The ene milve is ki torach mishum didei katorach. So Rashi says, so he's being Tereyach for his. He has 2 Vlodis, he has to be Tereyach for them. And it doesn't look like Ribis. Now, this Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. Mashoy asks on Rashi. Means before we had a spore, there's a double kasha on Rashi, and let's just mention the double kasha. There's one kasha that we had before that Rav said that you can make if I have a person was makabel an eagle liftuma for pitum, and there was an eagle liftuma, and he's giving him a revach of more Moshe Shlish. The revach Moshe Shlish belongs to you. And there was a problem. Moshe Shlish, you're paying him what's over Shlish belongs to you. Who's going to be a Moshe Shlish? So the Gemara says, speaking about he has his own behemoth also. So since he has his own behemoth, so the belts of the belt are govil. That since you have to mix up the food for your share, so it's goes in the same wash, you mix it up for his share also. So that means this extra tirche is a minimum tirche. But the Gemara says, but on this minimum tirche you have to pay him meiser shlish. So even though meiser shlish is not a secure payment, but for a minimum tichetzila, but you have to pay him for it. Here, Rashi says that since 2 of them are his, he's terech for his 2, so he can be terech for the other ones also. without anything finished. That kasha, the Masha asks. Another kasha, the Achronim ask, Amur deke kasha. We had the Gemara before, by the Maisa with an Oris, half of the Behemah was his, half of the Behemah belonged to the Palasode. He was Tereyach Bechinam, and the Gemara said the only reason he's Tereyach Bechinam is because there's an Oris, there's no Halvo here, and then there's a Halvo, an Oris Lemori Ara Mishabet. That was the only heter. If there'd be any Halvo, there would be Yasa. Even though half of this payment is this, you have to pay for it. You have to pay. And here Rashi says, but you don't have to pay. So this Rashi is very shver. I just like to say over a teretz and the Darkei Dovid. The Darkei Dovid says as follows. If a person heched the islay behema achiti shaloi me iskezu, if a person has a behema, his own behema, not from an iske, ostoy chanoisin losus leischar amoloi, and you see, good, it's a minimum tirche, but you have to give him something, schar amoloi, reish egle, pei moise shlish, daf agav de einloi, kol kach tirche, zat she shebekti mekoma, kene mochim leisasik bishol chameire, nesha shayam avribis. Abul hoche, the hachelik sheyesh loy bo hu meho iske. The two vlodis he got from the iske. That means, look, it's mine. Yesh loy me de bechi aigavne en tzorech lo seiskum afile acher hachaluke. The ze gufe mitnai ho iske. That means we have here an iske. And there's obligations on the mekabel. Kiven de tzoich litroya bishaloi, oisikam bishal chaveroi, le merse ke revise, kiven shakol hu, meho iske shemekabel, shemekabel maviach mimeno. That means, since this is all part of the iske, these vlodis are, I got them from the iske. I was mavich them from the iske. So, mitnoi ha iske, there is that since you'll be matriach with these iske dike vlodis, so this tirche should be, I shouldn't have to pay you for the extra tirche. That means this is all mitnoi ha iske. Just like we see that he has to be mekadol the vlodis a month after they're born, without payment. That's all mitna. That means the iske is a package deal, and beklali is, there's a chatzi milva, chatzi pekodim, and there's a payment. But in the pratim of the iske, there are some things which are, he's expected to do without any payment. It's just like he's expected to be megadol the vlodis for free, till he returns them, because that's part of the iske. So a chelak of the iske is the revochim you got for the iske, and you're being tereich for them. So with that tirche, it should be nichlal the tirche that you're being tereich for my behemoth, and memel he doesn't have to pay him anything.